From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In a major about-face from the policies of the previous president, the Obama administration said today it will participate directly in group talks with Iran over the country's suspected nuclear program. State Department spokesman Robert Wood says the decision means the U.S. would join senior diplomats from the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council and Germany in meeting with Iranian officials.
If Iran accepts, we hope this will be the occasion to seriously engage Iran on how to break the logjam of recent years and work in a cooperative manner to resolve the outstanding international concerns about its nuclear program.
The U.S. and Iran have not had diplomatic relations since the 1979 Islamic Revolution and a subsequent hostage-taking at the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. The Bush administration had labeled Iran a part of what it termed the Axis of Evil. The death toll in central Italy's devastating earthquake has risen to 260 as the country prepares to bury some of its dead in a mass state funeral on Friday. NPR Silvia Pajoli reports from the city of L'Aquila.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi visited the earthquake area for the third day in a row. He said a total of 28,000 people had lost their homes, with 17,000 now living in tents and the rest in free hotel rooms or staying with relatives. Berlusconi also announced the draft of a new tough law against looting. In fact, the severely damaged historic center of the city has been declared off-limits to residents. Aftershocks continued after Monday's major tremor, Italy's worst in three decades. A tremor on Tuesday at 5.6 magnitude caused further damage to the basilica and to a 16th-century castle. Early estimates put the cost of the earthquake's damage at $1.5 to $2.2 billion, a severe blow for an economy that is reeling from its worst recession in decades. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, L'Aquila.
General Motors and Chrysler both launched supplier support programs today designed to help keep suppliers in business with the help of federal funding. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton has more.
U.S. auto suppliers are hurting as auto production continues to slide. The U.S. Treasury said last month it would give Ford, Chrysler, and GM $5 billion to pass on to their most critical suppliers. Ford declined the aid. GM will get about $2 billion in supplier funds and Chrysler about $1.5 billion. Jim Gillette is an auto analyst with CSM Worldwide.
I do have serious doubts that the amount that's allocated to Chrysler and General Motors, and I would say Chrysler in particular, may not be enough to carry us through this very difficult time.
The automakers have not said which suppliers will receive the money, but American Axle could be at the top of GM's list. The supplier is in bad shape, and its survival is crucial for GM. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 47 points to end the session at 7,837. The NASDAQ rose 29 points. The S&P 500 gained 9 points. This is NPR. Police from Pittsburgh and surrounding regions gathered today to pay their respects to three police officers killed by a gunman after they responded to a reported domestic dispute. Police bagpipers played as the bodies of Eric Kelly, Stephen Maley, and Paul Shula were carried into Pittsburgh's City County building today. The men were shot to death after responding to an argument between a woman and her 22-year-old son. The man is currently jailed on homicide charges. It's alleged the man lay in wait for the police officers. Following a viewing today, a public memorial service is scheduled for tomorrow. The Food and Drug Administration has okayed a test that can tell if someone is infected with a dangerous bird flu virus in minutes rather than hours, NPR's Richard Knox reports.
If the so-called H5N1 bird flu virus learns how to spread rapidly among humans, as health officials fear it might, fast action will be necessary to prevent a global pandemic. Previous tests for H5N1 infection took up to 4 hours to get results and were more cumbersome to use in rural areas where bird flu has often popped up. The new test gives results in 40 minutes, the FDA says. It picks up a bird flu protein in throat or nose swabs and doesn't require a blood sample. A California company called Arbor Vita developed the test in collaboration with the U.S. Navy. The World Health Organization reports more than 400 cases of H5N1 bird flu since 2003, concentrated in South Asia and Northern Africa. More than 60% of victims have died. Richard Knox, NPR News.
Some better-than-expected inventory numbers at the wholesale level. The Commerce Department says the nation's wholesalers reduced the stockpile of unsold goods in backlots and warehouse shelves by the steepest amount in 17 years in February. Government says wholesale inventories fell by 1.5%. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.